Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. Maestro is an Oscar-nominated movie Bradley Cooper's in, and I'm sure it's a perfect quality, well-done movie, but it looks a little boring. Honestly, I fell asleep during the billboard. Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you so much to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey for holding it down for us on the boards in New York City. And you, you, everybody listening, because there is no show without you. This is when I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific. You can always lock in on the free Odyssey app. You can tune in on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, and everybody who has a smart speaker, ask it to play CBS Sports Radio. It's Monday. Yeah, we just finished with the weekend. Me, I was last here at this time, my normal time, on Wednesday. Feels like it's been forever, but it's good to be back. If you want to participate in the show, you can always do that. The phone number is 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you utilize social media, if you're scrolling, if you're tweeting or Xing or Facebooking or Instagramming, whatever the hell it is, you can find me everywhere. I am online at JR Sport Brief. Another busy weekend in the world of sports. It's been a busy bunch of days, since I've been here. We have NFL quarterbacks who, or former quarterbacks who are getting beat up in the streets. We have active NFL quarterbacks who are begging to stay in Denver, or at least telling people that they want to stay in Denver. We got idiots rushing onto basketball courts at college games and injuring players. We got running backs. Who cares about running backs, right? Not the people who have to pay their salaries in the NFL. Andy Reid is about to get paid. It's just a lot going on. People might be traded. It's just been a busy, busy weekend. Before I do or say anything else, Ryan Hickey, how the hell you doing, man? You good?
JR, I am good. Weekend spent cleaning, which is boring, but then on the surface, after you just highlight, you know, Cam Newton getting beat up and players getting hurt with court stormings, cleaning my apartment and not getting hurt honestly does not seem like a bad weekend after all.
You know, there's always things that you can't make up. Yeah, and then let's call it an attempted beatdown of Cam Newton.
Fair.
Because he held his own, right? He held his own.
Very much so.
Yeah, congratulations, Cam Newton, for not getting beat up. But we're going to get into Cam Newton later on in the show. I feel like I've been gone for so long. Hickey, how was the end of last week? Everything went smooth?
Everything went smooth. My voice almost gave out twice, but thankfully it didn't. Otherwise, pretty smooth. How was the three-day weekend?
It was good, man. A good 3 days. It feels like longer because what happened? On Thursday, I was up a shift, and I held it down for Zach, and then I was off Friday and back today. And so it feels like I said, it legitimately was last Wednesday that I was here. And so it's good to be back. Good to be back absolutely to normal. And there's certain stories and things that you can't make up. You know, last week on Wednesday night show, we talked about the top six NFL draft prospects. I told you that Caleb Williams was number one on the list for me. We can look ahead to the NFL Combine. We got a bunch of dudes getting on planes right now. To be poked and prodded and checked. You know, what's going on with your bones? What's going on with your knees, your elbows? What's going on in between your ears as NFL talent evaluators and scouts are going to try to find out who the next big thing is? Or more specifically, they want to find out who the diamond in the rough is. You know, every year that we get to the NFL Combine, we find out about some freakish athlete who can run higher, or excuse me, nobody runs high, can jump higher, run faster, jump over things. You know, they might have a hidden guy, a Mensa member here amongst the draft class. And every now and then, go ahead and ask Brock Purdy. Now, I think that might be the diamond in the rough. Go ahead and ask a Tom Brady. Obviously, the biggest diamond in the rough. And so that's what everybody is looking for. And so this week, as the combine gets underway, prepare yourselves. Because we're going to have a lot of the same old cliches. This guy's hands are too small, a la Joe Burrow. This guy is too stupid, a la C.J. Stroud. And the last time I looked, C.J. Stroud just helped take his team to the playoffs in his rookie season. And that Joe Burrow guy coming off of a national championship not too long after his time in the NFL already helped take the Bengals to a Super Bowl. And so even the most highly touted of prospects, man, they get chopped down. You know, are the teams themselves leaking this information to eventually save on contract negotiations? And an anonymous source is an anonymous source putting out information to kind of save them bucks in the long run? You got to count all of this in. This is a dirty business. And even the teams, in trying to evaluate the players, you would think what you saw on tape would be good enough, right? You're watching a young man who's probably played in college for three healthy seasons, and that's not enough? You got to ask them about their mothers, right? Where you're from? Do you like cornflakes or Pop-Tarts? Do you like cornflakes or Cheerios? These are the questions that these NFL prospects get asked at the combine. A matter of fact, you know, Rich Eisen spoke to David Njoku. He spoke to wide receiver Mike Williams. And he asked them specifically, what are some of the wildest questions that you were asked at this job interview? Listen.
I walk into like the meeting, the formal meeting. I'm trying to shake someone's hand. They're like, no, just sit down. But I sit down and it's completely like, you know, silent for maybe like 30 seconds. And the coach asked me, where does the sun rise and where does the sun set? So I answer that. And it's quiet again for like another 10 seconds. And then he's like, all right, so let's look at this play.
Mike Williams of Clemson football.
Somebody I know, they say they got a question like, how would you kill somebody? Would you use a gun or a knife?
What? Say what? Are you serious?
I wouldn't know how to answer that.
Yeah,
I told him I'd say I wouldn't kill nobody.
That's right.
I wouldn't be in that situation. Yeah,
maybe that's the answer they're looking for. Like, give peace a chance.
What? How would you kill somebody? Does the sun rise in the east or sets it? Does it matter if you know how to catch the football or hit the quarterback? Do you need to know it rises in the east and sets in the west? Do you need to know that? Hickey, do you think every NFL player knows that?
No.
Yeah. I'm sure there's a couple of all pros that have no idea where the sun sets. I'm pretty sure there's maybe everybody knows left from right in the NFL, right? Though, right?
I would assume so, yes. I think they got that down.
You got to know left from right. Yeah. Congratulations, all the NFL players. And this combine, over the years that the NFL puts on in Indianapolis, it has changed. It used to be just strictly for evaluation purposes. It used to be, let's find out the best of the best, and maybe a guy can run faster. Maybe we are, you know, underestimating a particular player based on what we've seen on film. But it's devolved into a crap show, as you've just heard. These are some of the questions that these athletes are being asked at, without cutting any corners. This is a job interview, right? But there's a difference between your job, my job, and the NFL. I mean, could you imagine showing up to a job interview and a person asking, and this is a legitimate question, hey, has your mom been a prostitute? Whoa. Can I sue for that at a job interview? What do I do at that point? You know, obviously, if you at a job interview, you want money. You need the money. You want the opportunity. The NFL can get away with it, right? This is not just your job on the line. This is a select few. I mean, we know we show up with a roster and training camp. 100-plus individuals, 53, make the roster. Average NFL career is no more than 3.5 to 4 years. This is exclusive territory. And so I guess in order to get in, you have to be christened. You have to be indoctrinated. You have to be baptized. And what I think we all know, and like a lot of high-powered environments where a lot of money is on the line, it's pretty volatile. Go ask Coach Gruden, who's no longer a coach, how volatile the league could be. Hey, go ask owner, former owner Dan Snyder, how volatile the league could be. Go ask Colin Kaepernick how volatile the league can be. Hey, ask Alex Smith how volatile the league could be. All for different reasons. The NFL will chew you up and spit you out, whether or not you happen to be a player, a coach, or an executive. Whether you're playing on the field, you're involved in politics, you're an owner, or you are drawing up the plays, the NFL is unforgiving. And so this week, as we move towards this combine, we found out that some of the best players, what a shock, what a surprise, some of the best ain't showing up. We have found out that some of the most highly regarded prospects, they don't need no stinking combine. Their play, their stats, their numbers, footage, film, all of it speaks for itself. You want to know who's not going to be at the combine this year? Who won't be running a 40? Who won't be donning spandex and running up and down a field? Caleb Williams, expected to be the number one overall pick. Jaden Daniels, who just walked away with a Heisman Award. He ain't going out there to run around. Marvin Harrison Jr. Yes, the son of Marvin Harrison. He ain't competing in this NFL combine. And let's think about this for a second. Why would they? They don't have a damn thing to gain. Everything that they have done is on film. Everything that they have produced is widely available. There's nothing to lose or nothing to gain for them. There's just everything to lose. For people to say, oh, well, Caleb Williams isn't as fast as we thought. Caleb Williams doesn't have the zip on his passes that we assumed he did. Hey, Marvin Harrison Jr., he's not really 6'4". He's only 6'3 and 3/4". Oh, just short. And this is how it is in life, right? You sit at the top of the totem pole. You're the best at your job. You're the best at your career. You're highly touted. Somebody wants you. Sometimes you just you skip the line. Or better yet, sometimes you are so damn good and you're so good at what you do. You got the leverage. And so Caleb Williams obviously has the leverage. Jaden Daniels, the other Heisman Award winner, has the leverage. And Marvin Harrison Jr., he should just show up on draft day and figure out what team that's going to select him, because he doesn't have to do a damn thing. Maybe they can just call up his daddy and ask them about him. NFL Combine getting ready to be underway. And we got a lot of dudes, at least the best of the best, who are saying, I'm not going to bother. You want to talk to me? See me at my pro day. You want to see what my passes look like? Meet me at the pro day. You want to see my catch radius in the case of Marvin Harrison Jr.? See me at my pro day if I have one. Or just interview me. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not even out here training specifically for football drills. This man is out here training for football. And given his family lineage, what his dad accomplished, what he has already accomplished just in college, I can't blame him. And I can't knock him for saying, hey, I'm not coming to you. You are going to come to me. Let's see if these guys actually work out in the NFL. I think Marvin Harrison is straight. Because the fact of the matter is, oh yeah, it's beautiful to get drafted. It's beautiful to get the money, the guarantees, the cash. It's another thing to actually, I don't know, live up to it. Ask Jamarcus Russell. The man doesn't mind being a bust because he made generational wealth. Well, when it comes down to the NFL, yeah, he was a bust, a big fat one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. We are just getting warmed up. NFL Combine starting later this week. Prospects descending upon Indianapolis. Andy Reid looks like he's about to get paid. College basketball. Unfortunately, the biggest story over the weekend, were idiots on the basketball court that weren't basketball players. The Clippers. I don't want to call them idiots, but over the years, pretty bad team. They are switching up their logo and their brand identity completely. We talked about it briefly. Cam Newton, not minding his business in Atlanta. Cam Newton at a football camp getting attacked. It's just a wild world that we're living in. We're going to talk about it all. We're going to get into Russell Wilson. Man, there's a lot to do. Just getting warmed up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. The phone lines are open on the other side. You know what? We got some players, prospects that are skipping the draft. We have some NFL players that are getting skipped over completely. I will explain. I'll talk to you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Right before we went to break, I talked to you all about the NFL Combine. It's coming up this week. Wide receivers, running backs, linebackers, defensive players, everybody trying to boost their draft stock. Well, there's some players that they can't be boosted anymore. Because there's only a handful of players, literally a handful of players, that you could pretty much say, hey, that guy's going to be a top selection. And so, no shock, no surprise. Don't expect to see Caleb Williams throwing a football this week. Don't expect Jaden Daniels throwing a football. Don't expect to see Marvin Harrison Jr. It's been reported that they're not going to participate in the physical skills of the NFL Combine this week. Damn it, don't be surprised. They don't necessarily show up at all for some of the interview process. And then when we get later into the show, I want to tell you some other folks who are not participating in the NFL Combine. That happens to be some of the coaches. Some of the head coaches in the NFL have said, no thanks. I'm going to skip out on Indianapolis. And so that begs the question as to whether or not the Combine is worth it. In a general sense, for most, yes. For coaches, they don't care. And if I got to look at the best players, what are they going to show up to do? Potentially sprain an ankle? To maybe have the slowest 40 time that they've had on record? Like, it makes no sense for Caleb Williams to go out there and throw a football. If you don't know what he's capable of doing by now, then what the hell you been watching? I think the only thing left is to sit down and have a conversation with the man, because there's nothing wrong with a little bit of FaceTime. 855-212-4CBS. This is 855-212-4CBS. You know, I did tell you that we have some NFL prospects who will be skipping the combine. And I mentioned that there are some NFL players that are getting skipped over. I want to talk about that. But I've just seen a series of tweets, from LeBron James, speaking of prospects. We know his son, Bronny, is not going to the NFL. We know his son, Bronny, LeBron James, wants to play with his own kid in the NBA. Well, it's been reported that ESPN has removed Bronny James from its 2024 mock draft, and they project him to be selected in 2025. That means Bronny, who unfortunately had a cardiac arrest last year, ESPN believes that he is not going to enter the NBA draft this year, that he's going to wait until next year. Well, you want to know who responded to this report? None other than LeBron James Jr.'s father, LeBron James. LeBron says, can y'all please just let the kid be a kid and enjoy college basketball? The work and results will ultimately do the talking no matter what he decides to do. If y'all don't know, he doesn't care what a mock draft says. He just works. Earned, not given. And to all the other kids out there striving to be great, just keep your head down, blinders on, and keep grinding. These mock drafts don't really matter one bit. I promise you, only the work matters. Let's talk real basketball, people. I get it. Nice little motivation and encouragement for LeBron James. Who should anybody or why should anybody care about him protecting his son? But at the same time, like this is a part of the business, man. You are one of the most I don't want to say scrutinized. You are one of the most examined athletes ever. About 20 years ago, when you were coming out of St. Vincent, St. Mary's, and everybody had to look at you. You were in the newspapers. Newspapers still existed. You were on radio shows. You were on television. You were in magazines when magazines still existed. And it was all about LeBron James. It was all about LeBron. And you lived up to and exceeded the hype. I don't think you'd be where you are right now. Yes, it was your work. But would you have the Nike deal if it weren't for the hype, if people didn't show up? And so what? Because your son isn't doing so well? He's not doing so hot right now? Is that why? I mean, if Bronny James, let's be real, if Bronny was out here putting up 18 points, 15 points in a college game, then, yeah, Bronny would be higher up the standings. And if Bronny James was selected to be the number one overall pick, would LeBron James be saying, hey, well, let him enjoy basketball? No. I mean, it's a double-edged sword. We know it. That's life. So, LeBron James, I hear you. Protecting your son, standing up for your kid, but let's be real, man. Sometimes you're going to get positive press. Sometimes you're going to get negative press. And your son is an NBA prospect, and so he's going to be scrutinized. And he is your son, so he's going to be scrutinized. So I get it. You want to stand up for your kid? It's a part of the business. If he can't deal with it, or he's dealing with it great, as you say, why mention it? Leave it alone. You're going to do this every time Bronny James is criticized? Or expected to move? Well, okay. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Not everybody's a LeBron James' son, right? Not at all. Gregory is calling from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's up, Greg?
JR, Mr. Positive. Hey, great show. You got my curiosity piqued with the crowd storming. I'm like you. When people are in a frenzy, violence ensues. They've got to do something about it. But my point of that I wanted to bring up is the combine. Don't you think that it's a reference point when we do the combine? I concur with you. The athletes that really stand out don't necessarily need to be a part of this, but it's the others. Sports is predicated upon numbers. So, you know, speed, agility in the pocket, how fast you release the ball. I mean, we have to see something other than the great ones like Caleb Williams, like you said, but other people. Do you think it has something of merit with the people that are not the best of the best?
Oh, absolutely, Greg, and thank you for calling from Michigan. Absolutely, yeah. I mean, the cream rises to the top. Everybody is not Caleb Williams. I mean, this is why you have athletes who are preparing for the combine. You have athletes who are showing up just to improve their draft spot or stock because they're not a top five pick. Well, if you ain't a top five pick, top 10, first round, what are you trying to do? You want to move up. You want that money, first of all, because there's a pay scale. You want the money. You want the opportunity. And you want to get to as close of a guaranteed deal. Well, not a guarantee, but you want to get as close to a guaranteed slot as possible with your bonus, man. So, yeah. Everybody doesn't have the luxury of saying, I'm not showing up and knowing that you're still going to go to work. I'm pretty sure you listening to me right now, at some point in your life, you have met someone, you know someone, maybe you are that person that gets the opportunity or has it or doesn't have to work as hard because, I don't know, maybe you're good at what you do. And I think that separates people. Are you going to go ahead and put in the work or are you someone who has to just scratch and claw just to get any chance and any opportunity? And so, yeah, the majority of players who want to enter the NFL, well, they scratching. They ain't sitting at the top. They got to put in that work. 855-212-4CBS. Brent is calling from Illinois. You're on the JR Sport Re-Show. What's going on, Brent?
Oh, hello, JR. Can you hear me?
I hear you loud and clear. You okay?
Yeah, yeah. It's great to follow Mr. Positive. But I know the crowd storming in college basketball this weekend. That's a bad story, but I got a wonderful college basketball story this weekend for you.
I've been looking for one. Go ahead.
DePaul University retired power forward Terry Cummings, number 32, last Saturday, and I was there in attendance.
Great. I'm happy. Well, I guess that is positive. That's better than an idiot running onto the court and spraining a guy's ankle. That's nice, Brent. Well, did DePaul win?
DePaul lost.
There you go. Okay.
They lost by a point to Georgetown, kind of spoiled it. But, boy, getting Terry Cummings' number 32, retired, those were great DePaul teams in the 70s and 80s with Ray Myers, the coach. Chicago was such a happy city, DePaul getting to the Final Four. And I met Terry Cummings before, but he was signing autographs, and it was a wonderful ceremony. It's just great memories for me.
Oh, beautiful. Well, thank you, Brent. I appreciate the positivity. Thank you, man. To get something negative, you a Bears fan?
Oh, yes. And I'm the one that's going to Las Vegas this week. We had that conversation.
I told you. So you packed your bags? You got your toothbrush and stuff ready?
I am. I'm looking for a great weekend.
All right, my man. Well, listen, have fun and then call me afterwards, all right?
I will do that, Jared. Thank you.
All right, thank you so much, Brent, for calling from Illinois. I like that. See, Hickey, there's some positivity, right?
Few and far between, but there is some. Absolutely.
There's some positivity. There is. Well, thank you, Brent, so much. I hope he has a positive experience in Vegas. That is not necessarily a guarantee. And so good luck, Brent, going out there to, win some money while he's also at a work conference. I think that's what the hell he's doing. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Thank you again, Brent, for the positivity. When we come back on the other side of the break, this is not positive. This is going to be negative. You know what? Let's try to make it a positive. Well, no, it's going to be negative. There's a bunch of players in the NFL already. They've been through the NFL Combine. They got contracts. They've been successful. They've been used. They've been abused to a certain degree while getting paid. And now they're being told, we ain't paying you. We have some updates when it comes down to some players being hit with a franchise tag, something that they don't want and something that they might not receive either way. It doesn't sound good if you're a running back in the NFL. I'll fill you in on the details.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Right before we went to break, we've been talking about prospects. NFL Combine is going down this week. Some of the top prospects will not be participating. Caleb Williams, Jaden Daniels, Marvin Harrison Jr. And why would they participate? What do they have to gain? Nothing. For the other 200-plus schmucks, yeah, they got to show up and prove that they're actually good. Speaking of prospects, I told you about LeBron James Jr. ESPN has reportedly removed Bronny James from its mock draft here in 2024. Apparently, they are putting him on their mock draft list for 2025. LeBron James chimed in and said, well, damn it, can you just let my son be a kid and enjoy basketball? And I'm like, well, this is part of being a billionaire. This is part of being a billionaire's son. This is part of being a global figure. Nice words to share with everybody. Forget mock drafts and kind of keep your head down. Good stuff from LeBron James. I appreciate that. And then I told you that there's some other individuals who, they're not prospects. It's kind of crazy that maybe even at the peak of their lives, not even have yet reached it, but in the NFL, they may have reached the peak. We're talking about running backs. Because last week, the window opened to slap a player that you wanted to keep with a franchise tag, ensuring that this player was going to be with you next season at minimum for one more year, unless you came to terms with a long-term contract extension into July. You had until July to do this. Well, that window to tag a player expires on March 5th. That's it. After that, you are pretty much a go and you're a free agent like everybody else. No holds barred. Well, all the running backs that got tagged last year, it appears that they will not be tagged this year. Some of those players, Saquon Barkley, Josh Jacobs. You can think about Austin Eckler. These are dudes who had career years the season prior, and I don't want to say hit the toilet last season, but they didn't go back-to-back and have amazing seasons. I mean, I don't have to look any further than I mentioned to you, Josh Jacobs. Josh Jacobs led the NFL in rushing in 2022. Last year, he had almost half the yards. And you can blame that on not necessarily knowing whether your quarterback was going to be Garoppolo or Aiden O'Connell. But the fact of the matter is that Josh Jacobs, if you get tagged again, now you got to get paid 20% more. Do you want to give any of these running backs a raise? Do you want to even bother doing that? It's crazy to think in the NFL, as you start hitting 27 and 28, the league wants to get rid of you. That's just how it is. At the end of the season, Josh Jacobs, he spoke. He spoke to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, said that he hopes to stay in Las Vegas. Take a listen.
I'm not stressing it at all, yeah, man. I mean, you don't see me putting out nothing crazy. Right. You don't see nothing like that. You know, I trust in God's plan. Obviously, this is home for me. You know, regardless of how it played out, this is still somewhere I will forever, you know, keep a house and things like that. I will forever call home. So, obviously, this is where I want to be. And however it makes sense, I'm on board.
Well, that's not to say that Josh Jacobs doesn't stick around with the Las Vegas Raiders. It's just probably more apparent it ain't going to be with no franchise tag. They're going to get whatever deal that they want. Because let's be real. We saw what took place with the running backs last year. The league didn't want to pay these guys. And so what do you think? All of a sudden, some idiot team is going to come through with a boatload of money and say, hey, I'm going to reset the market for running backs? I know teams will do stupid things for a quarterback, like guarantee them an entire contract. But for a running back, I don't even think someone like Mark Davis is that stupid. Saquon Barkley, the New York Giants, the year before that, he helps lead them to a postseason berth along with Daniel Jones. And this season, Saquon Barkley gets hurt again, a high ankle sprain. His quarterback, Daniel Jones, who worked with him and got a contract, $40 million per year, he's hurt. Either way, Saquon only rushed for 962 yards. And Saquon, he was so through with being franchise tagged, I don't even think he cared if they tagged him again. Well, guess what? It doesn't look like it. Looks like Saquon Barkley is going to hit free agency, and maybe he's just going to have to settle for whatever the New York Giants decide to offer. This is from his end-of-season press conference. Saquon's like, man, I ain't even think about that tag no more.
I'm kind of numb to it now. Like, I did it. I did the whole process last year. I know the dates. I know everything. But it's like, nothing I can do about it. It's really, like, truly out of my control. So it's up to them.
Yeah, it's up to them. It's up to the Dallas Cowboys what they do with Tony Pollard. Doesn't look like he's going to be tagged. It's up to the Chargers what they want to do with Austin Eckler. He's been looking for a long-term deal for the longest. Doesn't look like he's going to be tagged. And when he spoke at his end-of-season press conference, just thinking about all of the running backs that are going to be available to be tagged, guess what? Derrick Henry, he ain't getting tagged. Austin Eckler talked about the market, and this is what he said.
Do you feel like you'll be back next season?
With the Chargers? I have no idea. No idea. I haven't even started thinking about that yet, because there's a lot of planning. Hey, what do I want to do? All this stuff that goes into it.
Do you have any different feeling at all about the running back situation league-wide Or do you anticipate this is another off season?
No. You know, I always want to see our guys get an opportunity to go, you know, get a chance to get in a contract. And, you know, and if when there's a bunch of franchise tags getting put on our guys, it's unfortunate because they didn't get that opportunity to go maybe get a market deal that maybe could have been better. Maybe it wouldn't have. But, you know, we'll see what happens this offseason. It's another opportunity for guys to go out there and get a contract, especially all those franchise guys. Right? Let's see what happens with them. You know, seasons play out differently, you know, than they do in the past. You have to continue to prove yourself every year. And so we'll see how those guys did this year and, you know, if they're rewarded with the contract.
When it comes to getting a franchise tag, the only group that gets paid less on average are the kickers. That's it, kickers and punters. They're paid in the range of about $3 to $5 million. And then you got to think about running backs. They're going to be paid about 10 to 12. That's the world that we're living in right now. And if you're a running back, this is just the cold, hard reality. All of these dudes that are getting ready to be selected in the NFL draft, those are your replacements. And you know what they got to pay them? Almost nothing. They don't have to pay them $10, $11, $12, and $13 million. As the data pretty much says that, hey, by the time you reach your mid to late 20s, you're already washed up. It sucks for Saquon. It sucks for Austin Eckler. It sucks for all these dudes. But the fact is, yeah, they might be used as wide receivers as well. They don't have the value. And the Players Association, what are they going to do? Can't do anything because the Players Association, the union, it ain't that strong. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Andre is calling from Las Vegas, home of Josh Jacobs for now. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's going on, Andre?
Hey, what's going on, Jake, man? Good to hear from you. It's a good time. So I finally got a chance to catch up with you, man. I just wanted to ask you a question, man. Do you think that our kid, Caden Williams, number one overall pick, I mean, personally, JR, it's too much hype around that kid, man. They talking about he's going to be like my own, all that. They need to stop that, brother, because I personally, when I see him crying to his mama and all that stuff in the stands and all that, what are you going to do when the NFL get a hold of him, brother? You know what I'm saying? I really don't think that kid is going to pan out like everybody expected him to be. You know what I mean?
Well, there's only one way for us to figure it out, and thank you so much, Andre, for calling from Las Vegas. We got to see how he performs when the going gets tough. That's it. You know, last week, ahead of the NFL Combine, I gave you a top six list of the top draft prospects. He is obviously the number one overall prospect in the draft. I think if you wanted to say if there was a much more of a certain thing, it's that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to go out there and be amazing as a pass catcher, but Caleb Williams is the number one prospect. You want to know why? Because the quarterback is the one making the decisions. The quarterback is the one leading the teams. And so, yeah, we might see Marvin Harrison Jr. go out there and haul in a game-winning touchdown. He might, you know, break a tackle that leads to the score. But the quarterback has much more influence on every element of the team, including the defense, including the special teams, just by as to whether or not you can, you know, keep the opposing defense on the field. Give your defense a rest. Are you putting your defense in a compromising position to be taking risks to feel that they have to go out there and score points for the offense? So the quarterback is the most important position on the field. Now, I said this last week. Yeah, if there is any type of concern surrounding Caleb Williams, it would be his quote-unquote mental makeup. When you watch him play football, am I prepared to say somebody is the next Patrick Mahomes? Hell no, because Patrick Mahomes already in his short career is sitting in the space of, I don't know, a Joe Montana, a Tom Brady, not necessarily in regards to championships, but just accomplishments given his age. Mahomes, no. Yeah, go ahead and put that to bed. But if you want to tell me about crying with your mom after a loss against Washington, sure. Knock yourself out, do it. If you want to tell me about his behavior at post-game press conferences, yeah, sure, go ahead, do it. If painting his fingernails with FU on it to the opposition, if that's going to concern you, yeah, I get it. Those are childish things, if you ask me. Does that mean he's going to have this mindset and this behavior forever? I don't think so. I expect Caleb Williams to get drafted by the Chicago Bears. Is he going to be a Chicago Bear? Walk up into Green Bay with FU on his fingernails? Is he going to get away with that in the NFL? The answer is no. It ain't happening. But is he going to be whiny at the press conferences? Is he going to have an ego? Is he going to run around not being able to take criticism? Yeah, those are legitimate concerns when it comes to Caleb Williams. I understand that. But everybody comes with their risks. And if you're the Chicago Bears, the hell do you got to lose? What do you have to lose? We talked about this enough with Justin Fields. They trade down, trade up, get the guy, doesn't work out, and now it's time to move on. It's time to get the new hot thing in. I'm not concerned with Caleb Williams outside of just, is he going to grow up? And the last time I checked, I think a lot of people grow up. Is Caleb Williams going to grow up, or is he just going to be a Toys R Us kid for the rest of his life? I have no idea. We just have to wait and see. I know, Hickey, we talked about this last week. What are your thoughts on just his temperament? You think he's going to grow out of that? The NFL going to grow him up?
I hope so. I think it's a fair criticism and a question. But that is probably the biggest red flag, right? Is his emotional intelligence, and is that someone that he can put those emotions behind him and not allow them to kind of control him? Because we've seen plenty of great athletes where they get lost in the moment emotionally, and it leads to more times than not their downfall. That's especially a quarterback. You need to be rock solid, cool blooded. Part of the reason why Mahomes is so good. I hope and I think he will grow out of that pretty quickly, but it's definitely a question, not like a factual statement for sure.
Yeah, who knows? Listen, maybe Caleb Williams can call up Johnny Manziel and get some advice. Maybe he could sit down and watch some of these documentaries and interviews that Manziel has been doing. And then maybe he'll grow up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to tell you about an organization that needs to grow up and do some enforcing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Dana Carvey and David Spade here.
You might know our podcast, Fly on the Wall.
We decided to do a spinoff called Superfly, and it's fun. It's just two of us riffing on current events, pop culture. When I looked up the flight, when that door flew off, these people were dead silent. Everyone just quiet. I don't think I could contain it. I think that's free reign to wail on your call button in that situation. Bung, 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 bung. Hey, I don't want to be a pest. Was there a door when I got up? Listen to and follow Superfly on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast.